Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Philip. And today's subject is Grinding in Hip Hop with Rashida from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So I'm going to chime her in, and we'll get with the interview because we definitely want to know more about Rashida. Hi, Rashida. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Okay. The first question I wanted to ask you is that what inspired you to get into hip hop?
You know, just watching when I was a little girl, just watching different hip hop artists perform and do their thing and tell their stories. And, you know, things just seem so authentic. And when you listen to hip hop music back in the day, you really wanted to be like down and a part of what was going on. And I liked the way that the music made me feel and the way it made other people react. So I was like, you know what? I just love this hip hop music. I love to tell the stories. I love the way it made people feel. That's what I want to do. I want to make people feel good. And that's kind of like how it started.
Well, who were some of your favorite artists back in the day?
Oh, I would, of course, have to say like Salt and Pepper and MC Light from back in the day, you know, and it evolved into the Missies and the Queen Latifahs and, you know, the artists of to today.
Well, let me ask you a question. How long you been rapping?
Lord, let me see here. A long time. I would probably have to say about 17 years.
Oh, boy, you've been doing it for a minute.
Yep, for a long time. I just loved it since I was a young girl.
Now, let me ask you, how would you describe your brand of music?
I would consider it to be the hood, fabulous, ghetto, bossy, confident, hood swag music for the ladies.
The hood, so would you feel your music is different than anybody else's out today?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I say, you feel your music is different than anybody else's is out today?
Definitely, you know, I just have my own swag, my own lane. I do my own thing. I don't sound like nobody, and I do a lot of, for a female, I do a lot of, like, club music. You know, I hit a lot of spots, and I say a lot of things that women want to say musically.
Okay, now, why did you choose Marry Me as your first single?
You know, Marry Me was initially was basically leaked out on a mixtape, and the response on it was really, 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 really good. I was like, you know what, let's roll, let's do it, let's run with it. So we ran with the single, and it's taken off extremely well. I mean, it's taken off so well, I was like, wow, you know, the response on the record has been tremendous.
Yeah, because I heard it. It's catchy. It's real catchy, and I like the hook to it.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, also, like, did you always want to be on reality TV?
Well, it's not something that I always wanted to do because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it wasn't something to the forefront, you know, not especially initially starting off and, like, doing music and stuff. But over the last couple of years, I had a bunch of different things come at me, and I was like, you know what, reality TV would probably be a good look. That's something I'm definitely interested in branching off to. So after a few, you know, meetings and talking to people and a couple of years of trying to figure out, you know, what I wanted to do, bam, it's right here.
Okay, and let me ask you also another question. What about the independent company? What's the difference between being independent and being on a major label?
I mean, it's a whole lot of a lot of different things. But, I mean, being independent, I just have to say is, you know, you definitely call in your shots, but at the same time, if you have a fan base and you know what you're doing, you're selling records and you're seeing your money. You're not sitting here, you know, working and doing your music and never reaping the benefits of actual sales and stuff. Of course, the majors have the big budgets and the big train to really push things out there, but you get advances and stuff like that. It's not like you see money off of any sales or anything you have, nor do you own your publishing, which is something that you can that can make money for the rest of your life. And they own all of you. You know, they want a piece of everything that you got going on and own everything about you, all your masters, all your music. And when you're independent, you own your own stuff and you're doing your own thing.
So basically, you're saying the major labels kind of make you out to be a slave.
You said it. No, but yeah, pretty much it's kind of really like that.
Yeah, that's crazy. They want to just basically, like you said, own you just for a dollar. And that's...
I mean, it's sad, though, because, you know, and a lot of times you get caught up in that quickness and in that, you know, oh, I'm about to get a check. But, you know, you start getting the little checks like that, and you start spending money not thinking about the future and the fact that, you know, every time your song play, every time you do something or whatever, the record company's getting paid from it and you're not. And you're like, damn, I'm sitting here looking crazy.
Yeah, now let me ask you a question about your single Marry Me. Now, look, this is my opinion. Would you put K. Michelle on your remix of that?
No. I don't think that would be the song.
Oh, you don't think that would be the song? But have you ever thought about collabing with her or anybody?
Anybody as far as, what you mean, anybody?
Like say, people from the show or outside the show?
Well, I hadn't really too much thought about working with anybody, but yet she and I have, had a conversation about it, and you know, was attempting to do something together. So it may turn out.
Okay, cool. Are you like touring anywhere, or like how you promoting your album, like in different clubs or different shows?
All in different cities all the time. Definitely promoting the album. And, you know, it's doing really well. I'm actually all over the place. It's not a specific tour, but I'm in a different city like every, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday or whatnot. So it's going good.
Okay. Now, when is your album actually coming out?
It's actually available on iTunes and Amazon and okay, wherever
iTunes.
You get the online music right now.
Okay. And what's the name of the album itself?
It's called Boss Chick Music.
Boss Chick Music. Okay, now, I was also told to ask you a question that everybody can see you keep in great shape. And they wanted to know, like, what is your diet secrets to staying in shape?
I don't really have any diet secrets. I need to be eating a little better than I am right now. But I try to, get my workout in, which has been a little shabby because I've been working so much. But normally I like to do, like, about 4 to 5 miles 3 times out the week. And then I just do, like, light weights, nothing, like, crazy or nothing, you know, just overwhelming. But just to keep, you know, the heart pumping and just to try to stay healthy, definitely trying to get in the gym, like, 3 days a week. And I eat pretty good, though. Like, I don't overindulge in stuff. Don't overindulge in sweets. Don't overindulge in all the junk. Just try to, like, cut back. And that's really what I try to do. I eat a lot of salads and vegetables and fish and stuff like that and drink a lot of water.
Now, you know, it's one thing that I really like to see on the show is that the relationship between you and your husband. That's a beautiful thing to see and to hear that y'all been together that long. I mean, how did y'all meet?
We met through mutual friends like years ago, and it is a blessing to be, you know, married in a business like this, number one. And, you know, to just be together and strong, and you know, you go through your things in life, your ups and downs and back and forth, but to know you got a partner that's holding you down, it's like one of the most important things. Like, that's what life is about, you know, being able to share it with somebody who, you know, loves you, you love them, and you guys have an amazing understanding.
Yeah, that is a wonderful thing. And, you know, also another question I was told to ask you about, you get a lot of compliments from what I've been hearing about your hair, that you do a lot of nice things with your hair. What is your hair care regimen, for the ladies like to know?
My hair care regimen is I don't like to go to the beauty salon. I'm one of them girls.
Oh, really?
Who, I guess I'm different from a lot of people because, you know, I have friends who be in there like every week at all the time, but I just don't. But my regimen is like I really like to wear it naturally curly. Like when I wet it, it curls up. I've been wearing it straight a lot lately, but just less heat as possible when I, you know, just don't overdo it. And, you know, I just try to keep it healthy, like moisturize. I don't have a perm, so that helps. It's just, you know, natural. So I just, you know, normally when I wear curly, it's just a little, like, hair product, a little olive oil and water, and I'm good to go.
See, I like that you said that because, you know, I did a study a while back about all those chemicals that go into, you know, those relaxers and how damaging it can be to, you know, the lady's hair. And so it's real good that you say that you're natural. That's a good thing.
Yep. It took some time. But I made it
Let me ask you a question. Now, this is about the show. Is, you know, I was told to ask this also. Is the show scripted or just it is what it is?
No, it's not scripted. It is what it is.
Okay. And now, I mean, now let me make you laugh about something. I told my wife, I said, I had got somebody from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We both watch the show. Be on the show. And then my wife would say, not Stevie J, is it? And I'm like, no. And I said, she said, because I don't want to know if it's Stevie J. And I said, no, it's Rashida. And say, oh, she cool. So what I want to ask you is, what you think about that Stevie J fiasco?
This is crazy. You know, people do the things they do in their life, and, you know, it is what it is. And I just look at it like, wow, you know, I couldn't be in a situation like that. That's all I have to say. You know, being a female on the other side or whatever the case may be, it's just, you know. But, you know, people just do what they do. You know, I tell you what, watching it is very entertaining.
Yeah, I know. Like, my wife, he want to throw things at the television when she just see him. another question. How you feel the show makes, you know, the black men and black women that's on there that's participating? How you think it makes them look?
There could be several different answers to that, because, you know, you have to take in consideration of, you know, what people are watching for. Are they watching to be entertained? It's definitely entertaining. You know, and the crazy part about it is you're seeing different stories of different people's lives and stuff that people actually go through, but the difference is you don't see it because it ain't a camera following them around. So I think it's an eye-opener in some people's situation, because they're watching and they're looking like, you know, my baby daddy is like this or whatever, relationship or whatnot. But for the most part, I think what the show does is, you know, it opens up your eye to a whole bunch of different crazy things that go on. You know, my husband and I definitely deal with a lot of internal, personal, you know, husband and wife marriage type of things that, if you're in that lane, is a great thing for us to be able to see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
And I think overall you get some pieces of a lot of different things.
Okay, now on a business aspect, have you ever thought about like coming out with your own hair care line or modeling or anything like that in the business end?
Yep, I got a few things in the making.
And what about acting? You ever thought about that?
I have. I had a few things come my way, but nothing, you know, that I've wanted to, like, jump on yet, but it's definitely an open door.
Okay, now, when it comes, like, I want to ask you about your music. Do you write your own music?
Yes, I do.
You do write your own music.
Yeah.
If, like, if somebody had, like, was a writer and they wanted to get into the industry of writing music, how would they do that, in your opinion?
I mean, you know, write as much as possible and just really try to, you know, develop relationships with people who are able to get the songs to artists, you know, and, you know, demo them and, you know, try to get with, the best thing to do would be try to get with a producer, and you guys work together as like a production and a writing team. And, you know, a lot of times producers, you know, even well-known producers are always looking for writers. So it's just sometimes about being at the right place at the right time, you know, really grinding and going hard and not just thinking, oh, let me send one email or let me try to do this one time, because it takes persistence and stuff like that, because there's a million and one people thinking that they can do that, you know. So, you know, you just kind of got to get your grind on a little bit. You got to step out there and go hard and try to get in and mingle with the right people. And, you know, even if you get turned down several times, just keep going for it.
So basically in your career, you've dealt with a lot of, you know, disappointments also before you got to this point.
You said to get to this point?
Yeah, the point you're at now where, you know, you're on a, you know, nationally, you know, show. I mean, even though you've been doing it, but now, you know, everybody really seeing you showcase nationally. And I say,
right.
you went through a lot of things to get to that point, correct? A lot of,
oh,
you know,
hell
failure.
Yeah, of course. A lot of, you know what, that's the only way that you, to me, that's the only way for you to really get where you're going. If everything is just wonderful and amazing and you didn't have to go through anything to learn anything, fall on your face to get back up, you know, be told no so that some other situation can come and be the yes for you, then, you know, you're missing out. It's the experience. It's the seasoning of the things that I've been through for me to be able to be where I am. I'm in a place where, you know, there's artists who may never get to this place, But I'm also at a place where it's a, I have a lot more in front of me that I have to try to get to and accomplish. And it, at the end of the day, it just takes a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, ups and downs and trials and tribulations.
Now, see, that's the main thing, hard work. And a lot of people don't want to do that, you know, hard work. I mean, it's, any success is 80% hard work anyway. But what I wanted to do is I want to I have a caller here since I'm you got a few more minutes before you have to go and I'm gonna let him bring him in caller 0788 you're on the line you got a question for Rashida?
No, I just wanna tell Rashida that I really adore her music.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'm very happy that you came out with the jury and all that good stuff.
Oh, thank you. So you've been to imbossy.com?
Yes.
That's what's up. I appreciate that. What's your name?
Sabricius.
Nice talking to you, girl.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, so, Rashida, like I said, I thank you for coming on the show because your time almost, you know, wrapping up. And I really appreciate you taking your time and visiting us on the show.
No problem. I appreciate you having me. Can I give a couple shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Definitely. So I want everybody to follow me on Twitter. I am at Rashida on Twitter. It's R-A-S-H-E-E-D-A. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I am at Rashida, the D-A boss chick. Also, check out my website. My website is called imbossy.com, I-M-B-O-S-S-Y.com, where I sell accessories, fly and fashionable, really hot accessories, T-shirts with slogans from, like, lyrics from my songs. And my, you can buy physical CDs of all of my music on the website as well. And also, make sure you check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/DLO117, where you can check out all my videos and get my new album, Boss Chick Music, available on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, wherever you get your online music. Okay, that was a mouthful. That's it.
All right, well, so everybody make sure y'all get all Rashida stuff. She'll support a sister. Let her come up and let us keep on the top. That's where she belongs.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, thank you, Rashida.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So I'm going to go ahead and play Rashida's single, Marry Me, and then I'll be back.
Boy, you know you want to put a ring on my finger.
Put it on and make him want to marry me. Put it on and make him want to marry me. Put it on and make him want to marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him want to marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and put
on. Boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a bitch on the mound. Put it on and make him wanna wipe a bitch down.
I can ride it like a cowgirl. Up down, up down.
Girl, I handle bees in and out the bedroom.
It ain't a position that I can't assume.
She can't do it like me.
After one night, he's addicted. Oxy.
Now he's stuck to me like sleep.
The best he ever had got him down on one knee.
Cause I put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him put it on and make him want. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and put
on. Boy, you know you wanna put a ring on my finger. This loving so good, I should never be single. He love the way I throw it like a bitch on the mound. Put it on and make him wanna wipe a bitch.
Listen, I stay up on my fitness. Put on my genie costume and grant your wishes.
When I leave, it causes love sickness.
So he tied me down and eat it up like brisket.
He knocked this thing out the park like A-Rod.
Fly in the home plate, then I applaud.
I must say, the loving's so good.
He do all that freaky shit, call him Lil Tiger Woods.
Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me. Put it on and make him wanna marry me.
Yeah, that was Rashida's single, Marry Me. And Rashida had just, you know, definitely finished the interview portion of the show. She got other engagements she has to attend. I'm glad she took the time out of her busy day and her appearances to come on the show. So I want to always do this, open up the floor for anybody that wants to, you know, make some comments about things or just chop it up with just me about some different life issues. We talk about everything on the Advice Show. There ain't nothing that we don't talk about. I still have one caller sitting in the queue, 0788. You're back on the show. What did you think about talking to Rashida?
It was amazing to talk to a person that you look up to, and it was just pretty cool to talk to a celebrity. And I'm very happy that you gave me a chance to speak with her.
Oh, sure. Well, that was the point of the show. I do all these things I try to do and get guests. It's more so for the listeners. It's not, you know, for me. You know, and they, you know, they cool people. Everyone I've at least talked to has been real cool. You know, and you would think, oh, you see them on TV, you know, they're this and they're that. No, they just real, you know, down-to-earth, laid-back people, a lot of them. And, you know, one thing I was impressed with that she said that, you know, she wears her hair natural. And yeah. I really push that more than anything because I did a research a while back on those chemical relaxers and what they put in them and how it's real damaging, you know, to the hair. And when she said that, I said, oh, thank God. Somebody whose celebrity status said that natural is the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah, her swag is undefinable. I love her, how she dressed. And I'm very glad that she gave us the opportunity to copper style and get some of the accessories off her website.
And see what I like about her style of clothing, like she dress nice, but she don't dress slutty.
Yeah.
And that's how I was. See, back in the day, you know, I'm 33, so back in the 90s and stuff like that, women dressed nice and they didn't look like, you know, they're showing everything to anybody. You know, leave something to the imagination for a man to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, but I was definitely, you know, impressed with her. And, you know, I had somebody that told me to ask her a question, was her husband still managing her? But actually, I didn't ask the question because I know he already is. Because I was actually in correspondence with him to get her to come on the show. Mm-hmm. With Kurt. So, anyway, anybody else is listening and stuff like that, the call-in number is 347-996-3350. This is a show I did normally out of the ordinary. I don't normally do two shows a week, but, you know, I had a chance to get, you know, Rashida on, and that's what I, you know, wanted to do. So if anybody got any type of topics they want to talk about, requests, relationship problems, it would be the good time to talk about it. I love talking about relationships.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know if y'all heard anything about what's going on in the Jackson family. I don't know if y'all heard anything about that. That little Paris Jackson, and she just going off. What's going on with that little girl?
I don't know.
She, you know, it's like, I didn't understand when I saw that Janet had, you know, got up on her and slapped her. I heard Janet slapped her. I was like, what? Janet slapped her? Well, then, well, check this out. She wanted the cell phone. I said, well, teenagers had a cell phone. If you go on Twitter and you read her tweets, I don't know if you follow, I don't know if you're on Twitter or whatever, follow her, you'll read what this girl putting on Twitter, and now I understand why Janet acted that way about the cell phone. I mean, she's putting all their business on Front Street on Twitter.
Yeah, there a lot of celebrities were saying personal business is personal business. They should keep that amongst themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, you know, what tripped me out, Chris Brown had to put his 2 cents in the mix. Now, I didn't like that when I read that the other day, talking about that family should get together and stop BSing and all this other stuff. Then Paris takes him back. Oh, thank you. I'm like, Chris needs to be quiet because he just got out of trouble himself, and he's putting himself in them same folks' way again. He needs to be quiet because them people, they monitor their Twitter account. That's why they said that Katherine Jackson was missing and all that. They got that from that girl's Twitter account.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't have no journalistic integrity to go look into it more yourself before you take a word of a 14-year-old on Twitter.
I don't know. I know she's still young, so she got to learn one way or the other.
Yeah, I just feel bad for those children, you know, because I don't really see them, you know, learning the good way like everybody else. Also, the next thing I want to discuss is the guy that shot all the people in Colorado. I had somebody bring something up to me, and I did a YouTube video on it. It had pretty good, you know, response. It had so far 10,000 views on it, and the guy told me, he said he was Arab, and he said, you know, I feel sorry for the family. I feel sorry for everybody. He said, but if I would have shot all those people, me being an Arab, they would say I was a terrorist and kill me on the spot. It's so why he didn't get the same thing.
I don't know.
I mean, that was a terroristic act. I mean, we all know that.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, somebody brought it up to my attention, too. They say if it was a black man, it was a Mexican, it was this, it was that. You know, they if you want to get it, they say shoot us for trying to reach for our wallets. And he shot up a bunch of people, and they didn't do it to him. You know, and I say, you know what? I say that's a totally different time and story to talk about that racism and stereotyping in America, because it's really, you know, it's still going on. Even though I don't try not to talk about it too much on YouTube, because you get a lot of, you know, idiots on there. But you know, so I just, you know, I say this show wasn't gonna be too long. You know, it's not my normal show. It was just more so for the interview with Rashida and everything. So. I definitely, you know, nobody, you know, have anything to talk about or anything or bring up. I want to thank everybody for, you know, joining the show, listening to Rashida. It was a special edition for her coming on the show. And I'll get to my normal show next week. I got one show for sure about the adult entertainment industry. I had some people ask me about that, so I have a porn star coming on for that. Talk about that. Yeah, I actually got a porn star. Anyway, you can follow my Blog Talk Radio show. You can also follow me on Twitter, The Advice Show, on YouTube also. And also like my page on Facebook. Till next time and next week, y'all stay easy, and we're going to go ahead and end the show.
Okay.
All righty.